When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Happy Monday, everybody. We're doing it again. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you know, it's Monday.
It is Monday. Did you have a great weekend?
Oh, I did. And you?
I certainly did. Thanks for asking. You know who didn't have a great weekend?
Who's
and
that?
We saw this coming because we were here for the breaking news. On Friday, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Oh my God, it's hard to forget that we finally...
Tried though we may
this weekend. I was like, nope, they're still here. And so is their divorce, Kim and Kanye. But here's the thing. We learned about their divorce. We knew it was coming. We knew it's happened. I think here's what we know. We are now in the spin phase of their divorce, meaning we're going to learn.
It's kind of like after you drink too much and you get the spin.
The spins. But it's also like any other publicationship or relationship with celebrities involved, and that's all a publicationship really is. We're now in the territory where we're being spun to. That is, the people involved through their spokespersons are creating a narrative so that we will, you know, consume the storyline they want us to about how this relationship went south, if indeed that's actually what happened. It doesn't really matter because we don't know the truth. But
so what is the spin machine saying?
Let's take a look at People magazine. And
oh, man.
If there are stories about Kim and Kanye and People, and they are exclusives, which, by the way, this first story is an exclusive, what can we assume about that story, Colleen?
As we say on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it means the call is coming from inside the house, which means this is going to be essentially a reprint of exactly the press release that was sent to People magazine by Kris Jenner.
Exactly. So here's the exclusive from People magazine. Kanye West resigned to reality after Kim Kardashian's divorce filing. It's a somber day, says a source.
Okay.
Kimye is over.
Can I just remind people, whenever you say the word a source, sub in, it's like Mad Libs, but there's only one right answer.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner.
And the story itself is not, like, don't react to the story, react to who's telling you and why they're telling you. Mm-hmm. So here's what they're telling us, and now we can talk about it. According to a source close to the rapper, quote, it's as amicable as possible, but amicable doesn't mean joyful or ideal.
He knew Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. He knew it was coming, but that doesn't make it any easier. This is a somber day for him. It was as amicable as possible. I said that already. It just means that they're being adults about the whole thing. Kanye is seeing counselors and advisors to help him through this spot. It's rough for him. He's not happy, but he's resigned to reality.
Oh my gosh.
He's anxious and very sad. He knows the marriage is over and there's nothing that can be done about it. So that's the spin that we're getting out of People magazine, which again probably just means that that's what Kris Jenner wants us to know.
Yeah.
But then over and before we try to figure out, okay, well, what does this all mean? We have to also deal with a story. And this came from Insider. I don't know what an insider magazine is, but Kanye West's controversial comments on slavery were a turning point in his failed marriage. So there's, this was through an Us Weekly story because it's always a report of a report.
It's the report of reading the report of the report.
So the Us Weekly story is the one, which also, by the way, is an exclusive and also, by the way, came out shortly after the announcement was made that Kim knew the marriage was over years ago. And at the turning point, really, was when Kanye said that slavery was a choice.
Okay.
And remember, he did that with that TMZ interview back in 2018. So that, according to sources inside, and again, I would say it's probably like a Kris Jenner experience because it's Us Weekly. Both spins have us believe that, like, well, it was Kanye's words that ended this marriage, and he's not happy about it, but he knows that that's the way it needs to be.
This is an odd, like, there's an odd thing happening here to me. Maybe you can set me straight, Bradley.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd be happy to.
But there's an odd thing happening here, and what's happening is that when Kanye made controversial statements, at the time that he made them, Kim did not try to distance herself from, it was sort of like a half butt distancing where she would kind of half address it, but not really try to put distance between herself and those views. She still supported him publicly. It's like now that the marriage is dissolving, she's going to point by point try to distance herself from the controversial things that he said. And to me, that's just an odd reminding us of the things that he said. So maybe it's a move to kind of vilify him in the court of public opinion, lest we forgot some of the terrible things he said. Do you see what I mean?
I mean, like, I don't think you're going to need to work real hard to get people to think there's something wrong with Kanye. And it, you know, because he has always been a controversial figure.
Right.
I think that this is just an, like, I don't know what her motives are, but clearly there is an intention with these two stories to paint it as his fault. That the end of the relationship was Kanye West's responsibility, and it was Kim Kardashian who was in the driver's seat of ending the relationship. So that's the story we're being told. And I don't, as we generally don't, buy the thing that they're telling us. So that seems like an easy thing, right? Like, based on all the coverage of this particular relationship, it's not hard to understand that Kim Kardashian, just from the outside looking in, because neither of us know them.
Right.
That somehow Kim Kardashian was this, like, you know, thoughtful, just, family-oriented woman, career-minded, only concerned about success and happiness in her family, while Kanye West was, like, petulant, egomaniacal, you know, tabloids would also go dark places regarding his mental illness. Like, that's the black and white that the tabloids are selling us.
Right.
Right. That is not necessarily worth our just accepting. That could be the case, but that just seems too easy, right?
Absolutely. But it does, I mean, but you can certainly understand why Kris Jenner wants us to know that story.
Oh, yeah, right? Of course, because it looks makes... It's polishing a turd, and I'm not saying Kim Kardashian is a turd.
Right.
I'm saying it's like this epic relationship meltdown, which, by the way, don't forget who we're talking about.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. How many relationships has she been in that have...
Worked out?
Been successful.
Zero. Yeah. That would be a round zero.
So, but she always comes out looking... Like, remember what they did to Chris Humphries?
Oh my gosh, they ruined him.
I mean, they forced us to talk to a lady who allegedly gave him herpes.
Her name?
Mila Sananaj. And I don't have her anymore because somebody
did something.
Have we talked about that on the air?
No, we haven't. Do you want to talk about
it? Yeah, somebody ruined my button board, and so now I have no sounds.
And for that, we are...
I have that one.
All sad, Bradley.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was you.
No, it was not me. I do want to say... lest you think there is no reason for the Kardashians to be acting this way. And by the way, when we say Kardashians, that encompasses the female Jenners, okay?
Kris Jenner, Inc.
Kris Jenner, yeah, exactly. And that's Inc. with a K.
That would be kink, and that's weird. I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay, fine. Lest you think that there's no, you know, decent reason for her to do any of this to make sure that Kim comes out looking great, let me just sweeten the pot.
Okay.
Okay, with this headline from the Daily Mail. Kim Kardashian to document $2.1 billion divorce from Kanye West on final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh.
And their new Hulu show.
Oh, look at that.
To which we say, it's so obvious. Like, we knew this.
Yeah, no, we certainly knew that this was going to be fodder for their reality television, and that's why we'd been led down this path. Again, I take nothing. Also, I love the way they worked in $1 billion, because if a Jenner loves anything more, it's the word billion.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, they love attaching the billions. Like, Kris Jenner's sole goal in life is to get billion attached to the name of every one of her children.
1,000%. And we see that right now being played out with
Kendall.
Kendall and her tequila brand.
Yeah, like, she's going to make $1 billion. But you just watch. There's going to be stories about, like,
$1 billion trade or sale
of the tequila brand.
Tequila brand.
Now, I do just want to, in the event that you don't believe us, that we know what we're talking about, after 10 solid years of deep investigation when it comes to tabloids,
mm-hmm,
and frankly, the Kardashians, because I just want to point out, our relationship began the same day the marriage of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries began.
You never
began.
Got your gift back.
Rude, I sent them a donkey or a unicorn.
Yeah, that unicorn is somewhere.
Whatever, rude. Any whoosie whatsie, I just want to point out what is between the words that we've been saying, which is, you said, Bradley, the relationship took a turn.
Hold on a sec.
What?
Put a pin in that. Don't forget your thought.
Okay.
Our show started on the day they got married.
Yeah.
Does that mean our weekend show?
Our weekend show began when Kim Kardashian married Chris Humphries that
day. Chris Humphries. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And then I thought you meant Kanye, and I was like, no. Okay.
No.
Anyway, go on.
We've been through two marriages.
Yes.
We've been through two Kim Kardashian marriages.
That is correct.
That's how strong our relationship is, everybody. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
We are two Kim Kardashian marriages strong. Okay. My point, though, was, lest you think we are out of our minds and we don't know what we're talking about, it's really important for you to think about what's not being said in between the words that are being said, okay? So I'm going to do the math for you. Carry the one. You said, Bradley, in the story that you brought, that the marriage took a turn when Kanye made those slavery comments.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the possibility of a divorce for how long? Months.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about it for years, but whatever.
And only when they have a lucrative deal signed with Hulu.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to punctuate this for everybody. So you see that everything is connected to a public event.
And the fact that people care about this and know about this tells you that they're that's why we do the hard work, man. We think about the things.
So you don't have to
have time to think about, because, like, if you are thinking about it, I'm sorry, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Let us think about it.
We'll carry the burden.
We're actually getting, you know, health insurance. So because exactly. The Kardashians are trying to fool us all.
Thank you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The beautiful Elizabeth Reese is here in attendance with a bundle of dirt to drop on us.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
All sorts of dirt for you today. Let's talk about Kris Jenner set to launch her own beauty brand.
Oh, God.
Do we need another Kardashian-Jenner beauty brand?
Can't they just do like a you know, group deal?
I guess not. We're getting one. So she filed an application to trademark Kris Jenner Skincare, as well as Kris Jenner Beauty and Kris Jenner Skin on February 10th. And of course, you know, TMZ and whatnot, they all monitor the patent and trademark office to see who's, you know, filing for things.
Yeah. What kind of, like, is it just...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
As easy as, like, I'm an gal of a certain age, and I like to look young and healthy and vibrant. Here is my favorite wrinkle cream.
I will say Kris Jenner looks great.
Oh, she, I mean, money and surgery can do that.
I was just going to say, that is not nature.
It could be all sorts of things like hair care products, skincare items, as well as nail polish and false eyelashes. So this would be Kris Jenner's first self-branded beauty line, but she has created her own line of momager theme makeup for Kylie Cosmetics. She did a perfume for KKW Fragrance, and she is the CEO of Kylie Cosmetics.
You know, I have a dumb question, but like at some point, like all of their brands are competitors of each other.
Yeah, well, I think they just kind of see it as an extension and coordination.
Yeah.
Because it's just like more and more and
more. I mean, I feel like they have like a, you know, cosmetic factory in, I don't know, Southern California or China or somewhere. And they just slap, you know, there's like stickers on this bottle with Kris's face.
There are only a few makeup manufacturers in the country. And like everything's made there.
We actually know this, that Kylie Cosmetics is basically ColourPop. Yeah. With Kylie's name on it.
Via Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is no longer hers.
Exactly.
Right? Because she got a big fat paycheck. Mm-hmm. Right? Because she doesn't...
I think she owns still a stake of it, but not majority share.
She gets to have the fancy HQ that she gave us a tour of.
Such BS. HQ BS.
Oh, man. Meghan
Markle.
We're
kind of bitter. Sorry, Elizabeth.
I know. It's okay. It's a Monday. It's a good day to feel a little bitter.
I feel like every day is good.
That's true.
For Kardashian bitterness, that's
yes. True. Yes. Yeah.
And just a little bit in general, too. Yeah. Just keeps everything in perspective.
Just let it wash over you.
Yeah. I like that term toxic positivity, and I don't want to subscribe to it.
We're doing toxic negativity over here.
You should try it sometime. It's totally our superpower.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry made their first appearance since announcing their pregnancy at a Spotify event. So they joined Spotify's Steam On event to talk about their new podcast. This is a surprise appearance. They, of course, shared on Valentine's Day that they're expecting their second child. And then Buckingham Palace confirmed that they will not return as working members of the royal family. And then Meghan and Harry made this appearance on this Spotify event. So they're on their couch in their Santa Barbara, California home to talk about Archewell Studio, which is the production company that they formed late last year. And they are going to be creating podcasts exclusively on Spotify. This is Spotify's new things. They want exclusive rights to people's podcasts, and they only want it to be streamed there. So like, you guys have a podcast, I have a podcast, and ours, like mine's originally posted on Podcast One, and then it can go to all the other streaming platforms.
Right.
But I think this is going to be the next evolution, because these streamers don't want everybody to be able to have the content.
Which is a horrible thing.
It's just like how TV is working right now,
right?
It gets
very frustrating because you can't remember where anything is and you can't find it. And it's super fragmented. And all I want to do is not have to push 10 buttons
and search in 5 different places to find where Hell's Kitchen is, which we started last week because my daughter was really excited about it. And then we couldn't remember. remember what platform it was on.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And then everything involves a Google search to figure out where I can get it. And then if I click too fast, I've ended up paying $2.99 for something that I probably already had for free. And then the state of just rage.
Elizabeth,
that
Reese,
I feel about the TV you right
are
now.
Speaking to my heart.
Toxic negativity.
Here we are. Welcome. Happy Monday, everybody.
It's just so crazy. I know I was just listening to Brene Brown's podcast.
Because you need some toxic positivity.
Yeah, I know. And she said, starting soon, my podcast will only be available on Spotify. And I was like, I hate everything.
I don't. As someone who cares about podcasts, I just think it's a horrible idea to siphon them off. The whole point of having a podcast is that you should be able to just subscribe to it anywhere.
It's agreed.
Not the way.
That said, if Go Deep in the Shallow becomes exclusively available somewhere,
then we want you to listen to it.
We're not going to argue.
Right? That's fair. So, Meghan and Harry did their Spotify appearance. Also, they are going to be talking to Oprah. This big sit-down interview is going to air on March 7th. It's a 90-minute special on CBS. And Queen Elizabeth II is going to address the UK just hours before this interview is televised. Isn't that fascinating?
She's gonna be like, everything you're about to hear is lies.
It's gonna air on the BBC, and this is the big Commonwealth Day celebration. Commonwealth Day is actually March 8th, but they're celebrating with a virtual celebration on March 7th. So William and Kate and Prince Charles and the whole crew will be part of this special on the BBC.
Oh my gosh.
And then Harry and Meghan will be on with Oprah in the US.
Okay,
that
so
night.
I'm sorry. There are a lot of things that I will allow, but that is not a mistake.
No.
That is not a mistake.
I know.
Whoa.
In the meantime, Prince William is giving an update on his grandfather, Prince Philip, who remains hospitalized for the sixth day. And he said they're keeping an eye on him. So, you know, Philip's 99 years old.
Might want to keep two eyes on him.
Yeah. You never know.
Maybe get four. I don't know. Grab another person. Everybody just look. Make sure.
From 6 feet with a mask.
Because he's going to be 100 when? Like in a handful of days.
Got the vaccine, right?
I believe he did.
Did he get it?
You know what? I might be making that up, but I feel like he did.
Well, William was making these comments about his grandfather while he's at a vaccine center. But I don't know if I've seen anything about Philip getting the actual vaccine. You know, it's tricky because it's like there's that line of let's get it to show everybody that we're getting it. But then also then you're taking a vaccine away from somebody else. You know, it's real dicey with this.
Although I would like to just say, I do believe at 99 years of age,
He qualifies.
Yeah, he does qualify.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that dirt alert.
Thanks, friends.
Hey, everybody, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right, you win a prize. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Any hoozy whatsy, that's not why we came here.
We're
here to play a game, and that game is called the 30-Second Pop Culture Challenge.
But it goes a lot better when we have a caller.
We don't have a caller.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, 651-641-1071. We want to play the game. We can roll the open anyway.
Okay, so that's the one that goes like...
There it is.
You got it.
Second Pop Culture Challenge.
All right, Rob.
Quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
Rob, just like interrupt us when we get a caller. 651-641-1071. That is the number to call because we want you to play the game. And the game couldn't
offended.
Be easier. I am offended.
Didn't you tell them before we went to break?
I certainly did.
What are you guys doing?
The way the game works is like this. We're going to ask 5 questions. All of those questions have one answer. And when we ask them, we set a timer for 30 seconds. So you have to answer them within that span of time. If you do so correctly, we will give you a fabulous prize.
Kim is on the phone.
Wonderful. Yay! We've got Kim on the line. And what is Kim playing for?
Kim is playing for this.
A My Talk t-shirt.
Yay. All right, Kim. Are you there?
I am.
All right, Kim, timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. In the Batman movie starring Michael Keaton, who played the Joker?
Jack Nicholson.
Who was the female lead opposite Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets?
Helen Hunt.
What was the name of the NBC TV show starring Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser?
Mad About You.
The TV show Mad About You spun off which TV show?
Pass.
Name one of the stars of Friends.
Courtney Cox.
So the TV show Mad About You spun off
She said it. She said Friends right in there. Oh. Good job, Kim.
You got it.
Congratulations. You won.
Thank you.
All right. And now that, thank you for playing, and Rob will get you all set with your t-shirt. Did you see what I did there?
I did, but you know, that works, but I don't know that it'll work again.
I was just trying to like do something fun and, you know.
No, I'm glad you did. Creativity is the joie de vivre.
Thank you for throwing that R in there. Hey, Donna, are you with us?
I am.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Donna came because we're going to do some blind items. We like to solve some mysteries in the form of blind items, which today Bradley has brought us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Woo-hoo! Okay, blind items are juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. We get them all from a place called crazydaysandnights.net. It's this guy in a basement somewhere named Enty Lawyer. You guys have to decide who I'm talking about. All right, here's the first one. Some of these are easy, some of these not so easy. Let's play. Considering the one named A-list singer / part-time director arranged for the way underage... Okay.
What?
That was a lot of words, and I'm going to try again.
Okay, he does.
Punctuation is not his strong suit.
He doesn't have time for that.
Considering the one named A-list singer / part-time director arranged for the way, like very underage celebrity to have a love scene with the serial assaulting A-list actor.
Jeez.
Are we at all surprised the one named singer and the underage celebrity have sleepovers together?
What? Okay.
Okay, there's a lot going on there. Okay, there's an A-list singer who is also a part-time director.
And is it a he singer?
No.
It's a she singer.
Yeah.
Is her name Madonna?
Oh, good one.
Okay.
Is her name Sia?
Oh, yeah, duh. Obviously. Ah! Oh.
Wait, I don't get it. Okay, so.
I'm here for this. Ready?
Okay, so Shia somehow involved?
It's Shia LaBeouf.
Because he was supposed to be in her movie.
And is the way underage celebrity, is it Maddie Ziegler? Oof.
Yeah, so now I will read it, and we will all be grossed out together as a family. Considering the way Sia arranged for Maddie Ziegler to have a love scene with Shia LaBeouf, are we at all surprised that Sia and Maddie Ziegler have sleepovers together?
Okay,
wait.
I'm going to say something right now.
Please.
A long time ago, I don't know how long ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Time is not real. But a long time ago, NT Lawyer put out a blind item about Maddie Ziegler and some sort of secret that she had. And that if people found out the secret, it would shed a different light on her. And ever since we listened to that blind item, I've been waiting for the big secret to come out. And I'm wondering if that's not part of it.
It could be.
Are you implying, or do you think they're implying that Sia and
that
Maddie Ziegler have a relationship?
Sort of inappropriate something or another happening.
Inappropriate kind of relationship with these people. Sorry, we're here to ruin all of your thoughts about your favorite celebrities. Should we do another one?
Yes. I would love to.
Blinded by the item.
All right, here's another blind item from Crazy Days and Life. Stop it. Fill in the blanks.
Bradley.
This former A-minus list actress, who did have a big hit on television, and all of you know her, wants to start hosting wellness retreats in her new home. Basically, the wellness consists of ayahuasca and weekend-long orgies where she charges big fees.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, former
A-minus list actress.
And she was on a TV show.
That all of us know. Cameron Mannheim.
I don't even know.
It just saw
she
her.
She like the steamroller people?
I know, I saw her. No, she's not.
She's be like on LA Law or one of those.
She's not with
practice.
The steamroller people.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so it's not Cameron Mannheim. Cool, neat, okay.
What even is a Cameron Mannheim?
She was on LA Law or something.
Or The Practice La-La. Or one of those.
One of those. Yeah.
No, it's not Catherine Mannheim.
Cameron.
I don't know why, but I know she has a son named Milo.
Really?
Yes, I don't know why.
Okay, well, random this has facts. Nothing to do with
I
our
know, but I had
today.
To get it out of my head. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, A-minus list actress.
Now, again, I want you to think about somebody maybe that was in headlines this last week for moving to a new home. How about that? That's a big
hint.
Oh,
okay, so someone who just moved in with a new boyfriend, maybe?
I don't think there's a boyfriend, but I could
be
wrong.
Not an Olivia.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So she had a big hit on TV like in the 90s, oh, okay. I think.
Jennifer maybe... Aniston?
No. Actually, I need to know when the show was on. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Was it a sitcom?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe that's a sitcom. Mm-hmm. Okay. But again, who do you think would be getting high and doing the sex?
I mean, like Gwyneth, but no.
Now, this is going to be, like, awkward, because she's kind of awkward.
Maya Bialik?
Like, she has... Okay, that would be...
Bailey Cuoco!
Oh, God.
We'll zone in.
Witches.
Let's...
Think witches.
Okay. Shannon Doherty?
Closer.
Okay. Rose McGowan?
Ooh. Oh,
wow. Let me read it.
Okay, cool.
Rose McGowan... wants to start hosting wellness retreats in her new home. Don't you remember? She just moved to Mexico.
Oh, that's right.
Basically, the wellness consists of ayahuasca and weekend-long orgies where she charges big Ooh. Fees.
Is ayahuasca that mind-altering
yes.
thing that like Chelsea Handler tried on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and on one of those Goop Lab episodes, they do that.
It's like, you know, oh, it's drugs, but it's natural.
Yeah, it's a journey. And it's supposed to unlock secrets of your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
Wow.
I'll do that for free.
Rose McGowan? I'm not Rose McGowan. Okay. All right.
No, also... Okay, maybe right. not. Do we have time for a quickie?
Let's do it. Blinded by
the item. Okay, I'm trying to think which one I want to do.
Which one do you think Donna and I will do better?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to this easier. One. It's the longer one, but it's the easier
okay,
one.
Fine.
In the past few weeks, I told you about the one-name singer actress who...
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Paid her way out of Scientology. She got off for a relatively minor amount because she'd not been in for very long. However, the former A-plus list, mostly movie actor, is having to fork... Excuse me?
Okay.
Fork over about 10 times that amount for his exit Ooh. Fee. It is something he'd been unable to do until a life event finally allowed him
okay.
to do
okay,
so.
Okay, so this so is easy. Brandy, right?
Yeah, good job. You were listening.
Look at you, yes. Donna.
Okay, ready?
I don't know the second part.
It is John Travolta.
Okay, that's what I would have...
And the major life event is the death of his wife, Kelly Preston.
So he probably got a big fat check and was like, I can bankroll getting out of Scientology. Basically, just to reiterate, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Brandy had to pay a bunch of money, allegedly, supposedly, to get out of Scientology, even though she says she was never a part of it. Long story short, the... Andy lawyer is saying that John Travolta can get out, but he's going to have to pay a big, fat ton of cash.
She paid like $1 million. And if he's having to pay 10 times that, that's...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I feel like he's not getting out for $10 million. That seems cheap.
Right?
I'm just glad he wants to get out.
Right?
Well, I want... Yes. And I want that tell-all interview.
Come out of other things.
Right?
Oh, allegedly, supposedly.
What would you be?
I don't know. Read the book.
Thank you. All right, everybody.
Thank you, Donna.
Donna, you did a wonderful job. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Can you come back all week? Thanks.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Did you see what I did? I did the presumptive close.
Yeah, no,
I just said thank you.
Just assume. When I worked in collections, we used to tell people, go grab your checkbook.
Oh.
And we'll pay that bill right now.
Now everybody knows that that's the truth.
That was 100 years ago.
So. All right. Like, who has a checkbook?
Like, who's
anymore?
Grabbing their checkbook?
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have a publationship update regarding Sharna Burgess and Brian Austin Green. We'll tell you what's going on over there after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Well, on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
You know, we love a publationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is going to be fun. I'm going to throw this one to our fill-in producer, Rob, today. Rob, what is a publationship?
It's a relationship that has been created for publicity purposes.
Yes! Yay! All right. Sorry to put you on the spot, but good job. Thank you for listening to the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Of course.
That is what a publationship is. And there is a publationship. It's a budding publationship. It's so budding, I don't even think we have a name for Sharna Burgess.
We tried. Remember.
And Brian Austin
Green. And Jarjus and
whatever.
Shabrina.
I don't even know if they're going to be around.
Shabrian. Yeah, I think Shabrian.
I'm going with Shabrian. We're going to call him Shabrian. So Sharna Burgess, who's one half of that publationship that we are now calling Shabrian. She said she was a guest on an Australian talk show called, creatively, The Morning Show last week. And she wanted to say some stuff about her boyfriend, Brian Austin Green.
Yep.
And this is what she said.
Okay.
She said, listen. He's a wonderful he's a wonderful dad.
Mm.
And he and his wife, and then she corrected herself, ex-wife, have raised 3 beautiful children. And they are so wonderful and sweet and kind and considerate. They've done such an amazing job. Okay.
That was interesting.
Let's talk about a couple things here that are going on. I see you, Sharna. I know what you're doing.
What is Sharna doing?
Well, the first thing she's doing is... she's saying very publicly, I'm hanging out with your kids.
Ooh.
So this is part of the...
I am in your house. Mm-hmm. I am eating your cereal.
This is part of the, like, she's in on this whole public Barb throwing between, not a lady named Barb, but actual
Thanks
Barbs.
Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. That are going between Brian Austin Green and his ex, Megan Fox.
Yep, Megan McCain Fox.
Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Machine gun Megan.
Yeah.
They've been doing this public sparring match back and forth, and now Sharna's in on it.
She's like, that is
very much what she's saying there is, I've been spending time with your children, Megan, and you've done a lovely job with them. Ooh.
Which, you know, no mom wants to hear that.
From no.
The hussy in the... master suite.
Exactly. And that, in this case, is Sharna. She went on to say, I think they're doing a great job with managing their situation. So I'm grateful that I've been able to fit into their world.
It is kind of also a weird, it's a flex, certainly, the way you've described it, but it's also this thing where she's, like, trying to be, you know, like, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, she's trying to appear to be very, like, oh, yes. They're such a great, like, she's like, I don't want to get in the middle of these fools.
But see, here's
like, keep the taint off of me.
Mm. But here's the thing, because I always think about this whenever we hear an interview or some news come out of an interview, you know, such and such said this. Those talk shows do pre-interviews. So if they've decided that a certain topic is... within the limits, right? Like, they've decided that not only can she talk about Brian Austin Green.
Oh, this is clearly the purpose for her doing
exactly.
PR. Like, the AKA publationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they didn't want their relationship to be talked about, it wouldn't be a publationship.
Yeah. Exactly. The fact that they are talking about their relationship is partly what makes it a publationship. Mm-hmm.
Unless they're doing the like strategic publationship, which is like, we're never going to acknowledge it, but yet it's out in plain sight.
Right.
But this is not that case. It's Sharna Burgess. Well, she is not getting people to talk about her.
By Dancing with the Stars.
By that alone,
yeah.
Or she wouldn't be in this situation. And I'm not saying that that's all she is. Anyway, you get my point.
No, but that's what I was going to say, is that this is paying dividends for her.
Yeah.
Because suddenly people who didn't know what a Sharna was are like, what's a... Okay, I know now I know what a Sharna is. I want to hear what she has to say. Because now she's embroiled in this real contentious divorce situation, and she's permanently attached to the hip of Brian Austin Green, and they're out and about flaunting their relationship, and now she's flaunting.
Yeah, and but notice that her narrative is to be like, you know, like she's being very diplomatic and kind to Megan Fox, Kelly Green, McCain,
Machine Gun. Yep.
Which is very similar to what Brian Austin Green has done, even though it's just, it's so obvious. But when he's like, I'm a dad and I'm doing dad things and I'm not showing my boobies like that lady with her weird new man.
Wait, what are we talking about?
The blood.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, remember, he's shaming her for being a sleut, for being an active woman, sexually, with that man. Like, I'm just saying that the tabloid coverage of this has been, he portrays this idea of, I'm being the good family man. This, of course, after he was in a hot tub with Courtney Stodden. Oops. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was burned by that the first time she came after him. That is Megan Kelly Fox Green McCain, Machine Gun. After she came after him, then he was like, I'm the best dad, and look at you. You're posting pictures of your man. I'm posting pics of my kids. Mm-hmm. And so now her new lady is like, oh, I really respect her, the way she's raised these children.
Notice that he's, like, landed on a stable situation now, right? Like, he's with a beautiful blonde gal and
who's employed and successful in her craft.
Yeah. And so now she feels just fine showing up for an interview and talking about what kind of parents the two of them are. And again, it's all just to get in on the barb throwing. Again, not Barbara. I don't know who she is. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, okay, here's the question. Parents, what have you done with your kids that you immediately regretted? I'm going to tell you a funny story about what Rosamund Pike did. 651-641-1071. Parents, what have you done with your kids that you immediately regretted? We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 107.1.